Does a life of obedience to God seem about as lively to you as a galvanized mummy? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of obeying the Lord. As we think through on 2 Timothy 3:16, notice the reason God has given us His Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Notice that three of the four reasons listed have to do with doing something. For doctrine, what to believe or personally claim. For reproof, what to forsake or stop doing. For correction, what to improve or do better. For instruction, what to learn or begin doing. With Jesus, obedience to the Father was a way of life. He said, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me." To one who makes obedience a way of life, Jesus makes a promise. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Jesus will reveal himself to the obedient heart. What a promise! Love responds to love. As we obey God's word, it will keep us right in our thinking, warm in our spirit, and holy in our conversation. The happy man is the obedient man. Why? Because like a railroad train, if he jumps the track of the Word of God, he does not find freedom, but disaster to himself and pain and trouble and heartbreak to others. Keeping God's law will do more for the youth of our land than all the morals of philosophers and customs of society. Young men err in two ways, by living by no rules or by living by the wrong rules. Happiness comes by living by God's rules. We can go astray by not reading the map or by reading the wrong map. Some say, "I'll make up my own rules, my own standards." There are only two problems with that. It doesn't work, and it will lead to chaos and disaster. Yet some would have us live lives like that. No standards, no absolutes. Just do what you want. There are three reasons for living in obedience to God. One, it is necessary for fellowship, because there is no fellowship with a superior outside of obedience. When the sergeant says, "Go," and the private says, "Hang it on your beak," they have just lost their fellowship. The Bible says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Secondly, it is necessary for an effective prayer life. The Bible says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Thirdly, it brings glory to God. What is our main purpose in life? "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." May God bless you as you walk in obedience to Him.